talk a little bit about what a swami is?
A swami is a member of the Shankaracharya order. He lived centuries ago in India, and he reformed the swami order. A swami is literally should be a monk, somebody who's celibate, dedicates his life to God. It means literally, I am he. I am one with myself. Swa is the self. And it means, it's an affirmation of a reality that not many swamis have lived up to, but that means that they're dedicated to that path.
Can you tell us the story of how you became a swami?
I was a disciple of Yogananda, and naturally I became a swami as his disciple, because he wanted me to be first a brahmachari, and then, when I met him, he gave me the vows of renunciation, so it's always been my way. But then in SRF, I became that in 1955, and Dayamata did that for me. Then later, the Shankaracharya of Gowardhan Math in Puri affirmed her right to do that.
And did you find it difficult to give up married life, for example, and celibacy and things like that?
Married life never appealed to me, I must say. But romance and that aspect of life was a hard thing to overcome. And I just affirmed when I took my vows that I would do my best. It was not an affirmation, I am free. It was an affirmation, I'm going to do my best in this life to become free. And it took years. Now I can say I've achieved that goal. But it was hard work. And I think it's hard work for everybody.
Is it necessary for one to become a brahmachari to attain self-realization?
A very interesting truth is that most of Yogananda's most highly advanced disciples either were married or had been married. So that's your answer.